Laura Ziegler came to Fort Smith, Arkansas from Vermont. She was only in this city for about a decade, then moved to Missouri and vanished. However, the thriving business she built still remains. Well, at least the building does. And her infamous stories certainly abound as well on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
If you turn back the clock over a century, the place where Carolyn Joyce's office and headquarters of the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau now stand were a far different place.
Laura Ziegler came from Vermont back in the late 1800s. This area was known as the Row. She first worked at the Bordello at 215 First Street in the next block.
But Laura Ziegler was an enterprising woman, intent on capturing more of the profit to be made from the gentleman customers.
Within a couple of years, she bought this land for $600. She borrowed $3,000 from a local banker, and she built the building and opened it as a bordello in 1903. This came to be known as the Queen of the Row, the grandest bordello in the West.
She hired girls that elevated her business to that premier status along the Row here in Fort Smith. It was a lucrative business for her until she sold in 1911.
There had been a fire the previous year that took out a couple of the bordellos and damaged three of the others. So after that, townsfolk were talking about, let's get rid of that bunch down there on the other side of the tracks.
Laura decided to sell while the price for her business was still high and before more proper residents dropped the hammer on the bordellos. The buyer was Bertha Gale, one of her working girls.
So for a period of time, Laura was in Missouri. We know that because that's where Bertha was mailing her payments. But once that stopped, we have not been able to locate where Laura went once she left Missouri.
Perhaps she changed her name and her occupation and began a new life. No one knows for sure, but her legacy lives on through the restored building, which houses the city's CVB. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.